November Alpha 7 Victor, this is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. I'm reading you loud and clear. How many? Over. I am ready for questions. Over. Hey, Candace, thanks for the question, but first I want to say hi to the whole JFK High School. In terms of hygiene, we actually get time after we wake up and time before we go to bed to do hygiene. And one of the rules we always have up here is in order for us to do the science, the research, the experiments, we need to take care of ourselves. And that means eating, drinking, exercise, and also the personal hygiene. Over. That's an interesting question, Denny, and I don't know the answer to that. The pressure inside the space station is the same as what it is down on Earth. So theoretically, I don't think it would necessarily be any different. On the other hand, water behaves, fluids behave much differently up here, and so we can't just open a beverage like that because it would go everywhere. Over. Hey, Nicole, that's a great question because we just had a couple of supply vehicles that arrived this week with some of those special packages. And you always look forward to having something from your family, but one of the things we all are eagerly awaiting is some fresh food, including fresh fruit. In fact, right before I started this, I had a little bit of an orange, and it was fantastic. Over. In general, for the astronauts, we're not doing that on a daily basis. However, when there are like floods or fires, they may ask us to take pictures of it as we go over, and that's how we would monitor it. Over. Hey, Emily, you know, one of the things that you
sim practice again and again, and so the procedures you're pretty familiar with, but then the
actual feeling is something that you can only experience on the launch itself. Over. Yeah, so my preferred exercise on Earth is basically lifting weights and running. And yes, I can do both of those on ISS. We do have a treadmill, and we have a weightlifting device that uses the vacuum, basically a cylinder that we take the vacuum, and we can pull against that vacuum, and it works really well. We can do all the normal lifts like squats and deadlifts and bench press, etc. Over. Denny, that's a funny question. So, you know, one of the things about microgravity in space is the simple things become hard, and that is definitely one of them. It is. It can always be a little bit messier up here in the microgravity environment. Do you get used to it? Yes. But I think that is one of the things that I'm not going to miss whenever I have to come back to Earth, and that's having to use the toilet facility up here. Over. Clarissa, what a wonderful question. We actually have a lot of plants growing on station right now. We've got peas, we've got basil, we've got pak choi, we've got mustard. And so, you know, if I had my choice, anything that's edible would be my first choice, but then I'd also love to be able to grow a flower while I was up here and take it home to my wife afterwards. Over. You know, very fortunate I've never had a malfunction with our spacesuits, but today we are actually doing a leak check on our spacesuits for the two that are going to go on spacewalks this weekend, and we didn't pass one of the leak checks. So we did have to just troubleshoot, and one of the things that means is you just take piece by piece off and just verify that there's nothing that's stuck in between the seals or that nothing that's broken. Over. Hey, you know, probably the biggest impact COVID-19 had on our space travel was the before and the after. So before launch, we certainly had to make some adjustments in how we trained, and also we had to be in quarantine a little extra just to make sure we didn't bring COVID up here. The same thing's going to happen when we come back, because one of the impacts of microgravity is our immune system becomes compromised, and so we have to be very careful when we come back to Earth. Over.